I'm going to give an overview of a study that I've been involved with and then use some of that data, that on-farm field scale data, to evaluate the Georgia pea index. As an introduction, a greater understanding of the role of soil test phosphorus and management practices on pea export can enhance agricultural sustainability. STP as a determinant of pea transport, however, is variable. One of those reasons is that manure pea can overwhelm the importance of soil test phosphorus in some cases, and that cropping and fertilization management practices also impact pea export. Research that examines these relationships has typically been conducted at small plot scale. Evaluation of relationships between management practices, soil test phosphorus, and runoff phosphorus at the field scale will enhance pea management. And so more research is needed to link the small plot to the field scale. Most states have developed pea indexing models for use by farmers and professionals to estimate and reduce the risk of pea export. As such, the Georgia pea index estimates the risk of bioavailable pea loss to surface waters, considering the pea loss pathways, the sources of phosphorus, the transport mechanisms, and then which is all modified by management practices. Those pea loss pathways are soluble pea in surface runoff, particulate pea in surface runoff, and soluble pea in leachate, which we won't be discussing today. The sources of pea can be either the soil phosphorus, the inorganic fertilizer applied, or the manure fertilizers applied. And to more specifically get into that, this just shows the interface of the Georgia pea index in Excel spreadsheet. Starting first with the sources of phosphorus, we have soil test phosphorus. First, the soil test phosphorus that would come from the state soil test lab, the amount of fertilizer P applied, and then as well as the amount of manure P applied. And then these are modified by a coefficient depending on the type of manure or by the application method. And then getting into the phosphorus transport parameters, you have a hydrologic soil group, either A, B, C, or D, a curve number for runoff, and as a rough estimate, is based on the hydrologic soil group, and then the management from hay field to crops and pasture. The estimate of yearly erosion with the revised universal soil loss equation. And then any vegetated buffer width or in the soil test P of that buffer, which we also won't be considering today because I'll be looking at edge of field losses. And then this, once calculated, gives a P index value, which is placed into a risk rating. In this case, the P index value of 21 was placed in low risk. So our objectives today are to examine relationships between soil test phosphorus management and runoff P from farm fields with varying cropping and fertilization management, and then to compare the on-farm P losses to risk assessment ratings calculated by the Georgia P index. Methods are 14 farm fields, and most of these have been managed as pasture or hay. And then from 2005 to 2007, a crop forage component was added to some of these animal-based pasture systems, six of the 14 fields. And the fertilizer sources range from poultry litter, which is in the most cases, and also some dairy slurry and inorganic fertilizer. These fields were then outfitted with these small infield runoff collectors shown in the photo here. These are placed in the areas of concentrated flow in the field, and with the runoff entering on this side, and then split to be collected into these areas. And the runoff was analyzed for total P and dissolved P, and then soil samples for malic 1 soil test phosphorus. The drainage area of each of those small infield runoff collectors was then delineated using high-resolution digital elevation models, as an example right here, and then using ArcGIS just to delineate the area of each field that is going to that infield runoff collector. Today I'm going to present preliminary data from four of these fields, for the years 03, 04, and 06. And the question is, how does the variation in management affect the risk of pea losses? To give an overview of the four systems we'll be looking at, the first field was originally unimproved hay field, and then it was transitioned to hybrid Bermuda grass, which was just sprigged in this photo here, and with overseeded annual ryegrass. And the farmer here, in this case, is applying broiler litter. And there's the annual ryegrass. Here is a rough soil map of the area. They're all the soils are in hydrologic soil group B. And then this is the field area that I'll be discussing. There are three runoff collectors here, represented by these squares. And then from our ArcGIS analysis, these are the watershed areas that are servicing that infield runoff collector with the red outline. The second field I'll be looking at is unimproved pasture and with a farmer applying broiler litter. Again, all hydrologic soil group B. And the third and fourth fields are on the same farm, but the first was originally unimproved pasture and hay, and then transitioned to pearl millet and cereal rye with no pea application, and the fourth field, unimproved pasture with applied broiler litter. And it's just some photos of the millet, I guess. And this is that field as well. The smaller field here is the millet area, and the larger field is the pasture area, each of these with three infield runoff collectors. In this graph, from all the fields, all 14 fields, not just the four I've talked about, I'm showing mean runoff DRP concentrations on the left axis, and that's represented by the bars. And then on the left axis, or the right axis, sorry, is mean soil test phosphorus, represented by the X's. And with all these data together, soil test phosphorus was significantly impacting runoff DRP concentrations. However, as you can see from these mean values, just visually, there's something else affecting that relationship. Without applied phosphorus, visually, again, you can see that it's a tighter relationship than we have with applied manures. As an example, our mean runoff P from under broiler litter, or poultry litter, was higher under pasture, but the soil test phosphorus was actually lower under pasture. Now I'm going to present the data for those four fields that I gave an overview of. For starting off with the soil test phosphorus, this is a composite sample that the farmer would use and would input into the P index. I've highlighted the field 3 because that's the only one over this time period that seems to be changing. You can see a general trend downwards. And then the P amendments, again, relatively constant over the 3 years. The difference is with the pasture D, about half the application of phosphorus in manures. So combining all those inputs, we then get a P index rating for these fields. Fields A, C, and D were in a low risk rating category, and field B was in a medium risk category. Field B was the unimproved pasture with applied broiler litter. And the reason mostly that field B is in this medium risk category is very similar to field D, but they're applying more manures at field B and than at field D. And it's also similar to field A, but the curve number is lower at field A because of the management under a hay system rather than a pasture system. And now to present some actual runoff P loads, there is dissolved phosphorus. And for all four fields, we have a rather low annual export of dissolved phosphorus, all under 1 kilogram of P per hectare. and just to relate that to some other studies in Georgia, in the Piedmont, with grazing and no poultry litter application, about 0.7 kilograms of pea per hectare annually. And with broiler litter applied and grazing, about 6.5 or 7 in those studies. And looking to the right with the P index values, we're not really seeing that tight relationship. Again, the same holds for total phosphorus. So in conclusion, levels of soil test P do affect concentrations of dissolved P and total P in runoff. Low P index ratings corresponded with low export of DRP and total P. Medium P index ratings for the one field corresponded as well with low export. I've already mentioned the curve number with those two fields. And completion of mapping and sample analysis for all 14 farm fields will allow for greater statistical interpretation. One thing is we need more of those P index values in higher categories just to see if we can see how it holds up over different rating classes. And finally, the on-farm field scale data from this study may be most useful for adjusting models of agricultural pea export. Thank you.
Okay, we have time for one or two questions.
Yeah, Eric.
I'm wondering if you would think, if you had some of those farms that fell into the high risk category, that they, I mean, would one expect that to sort of match your trends a bit better, because that's maybe the Georgia Phosphorus Index was designed for these higher, you know, export fields? Is that
I would think so. Yes, that in that case you would tend to see a better relationship. I'm not sure if it was designed with high export fields in mind or not, but yeah, I think you're onto something.